A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 42 degrees.
Big delays westbound I-80 at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, law enforcement agencies here in Utah are working together to try and find ways to bring the number of use of force cases down. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage, Utah Justice Reform.
The Department of Public Safety has had constant meetings with community groups about police use of force, and not everyone agreed on everything. But State Bureau of Investigation Chief Brian Redd says they need to improve their way of tracking use of force cases.
The data that we don't have is good data around use of force at a state level.
He says they also need to upgrade how they deliver services to underserved communities. Plus, they need to ensure bad officers are not able to jump from department to department. And if an officer resigns while being investigated, that investigation has to continue.
We recognized that we were not going to police our way out of all of these challenges.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
These conversations between law enforcement agencies are part of a symposium taking place over several days this week. We continue our live team coverage, Utah Justice Reform, with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, they say protests across the nation and in Utah have made it clear that Utah leaders needed to find the right ways to respond. This symposium is going over how reform has been going. Different measures passed by the legislature address some of those concerns. Paul mentioned some of those. Police departments also looking at how they can diversify their ranks to reflect the population. And advocates say in one panel discussion that it is important to know people of color should not be stopped by police just for little things. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour, a third night of unrest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following the fatal police shooting of an unarmed black man during a traffic stop. The officer, who authorities say mistakenly used her handgun instead of the taser, killing 20-year-old Dante Wright, has resigned.
The Washington County attorney says he expects to share details on his decision on Kim Potter sometime Wednesday. It follows Potter's resignation from the Brooklyn Center Police Force, which she served on for 26 years. She writes, "I believe it is in the best interest of the community, the department, and my fellow officers if I resign immediately." The police chief in Brooklyn Center also stepping down, an acting head of the department put in place amidst outrage and unrest.
ABC's Marcy Gonzalez says many in the area are expecting former Officer Potter to face some sort of charges.
The Congressional Black Caucus sat down with President Biden and discussed everything from voter suppression to slave reparations. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
With new power in Congress and the White House, Congressional Black Congress member Senator Raphael Warnock said he's happy with their Oval Office meeting.
He reassured us that we are partners in this effort, and that we must pass voting rights.
The president also supporting work to end wealth inequality and their commission that studies whether the U.S. should pay reparations. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Severe Utah weather.
Got another windstorm whipping through northern Utah this morning, and it's bringing rain and in some places snow.
Once again, we're looking at a strong wind event, same spots essentially as last time. And in fact, other areas, the winds have picked up a little bit. The temperatures are going to remain in the 40s and 50s today with scattered rain showers. These wind gusts will not be as strong after the noon hour.
Grant Wayman says winds near the canyons have reached gusts of 60 to 70 miles an hour, even an 83-mile-an-hour gust in Weber Canyon. We're keeping an eye on any potential damage, and we will have an update from KSL TV's Felicia Martinez coming up at the top of the hour. She's been out in the windstorm all morning long.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is announcing plans to build $2 million to help create permanent housing for 100 Salt Lake seniors and veterans. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the funds are specifically going to the homeless service provider SwitchPoint. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall explained some of the details in a video posted on her Twitter account yesterday.
Salt Lake City intends to step up and answer a call for funding that would assist the homeless service provider SwitchPoint in their effort to purchase a hotel that they currently operate as a shelter, turning it into permanent deeply affordable housing.
She says the housing would go to Salt Lake seniors and veterans, and that the elongated coronavirus pandemic has created an even greater need for affordable housing within that group. Mayor Mendenhall adds that she's already reached out and asked for the Salt Lake City Council's support with this budgetary move. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
This just into the KSL News Center. Bernie Madoff, the financier who pleaded guilty to orchestrating the largest Ponzi scheme in history, has died. Last year, Madoff's lawyers filed court papers to try and get the 82-year-old released from federal prison because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but the request was denied. Madoff admitted swindling thousands of clients out of billions of dollars in investments over decades.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.